So are we ready to go? Well, first of all, I'm very pleased and honored to host the 50th anniversary of the Midwest Governors here in Des Moines, Iowa. And it's especially great to have it at the Borlaug, the Norman Borlaug World Food Prize Hall of Laureates. And I want to thank my colleagues for joining me today in this panel discussion. We had a good chance to talk about how together we can market the Midwest. This region has a lot of assets. I think our greatest asset is our people. The work ethic and hardworking, sincere, well-educated people we have in the Midwest. But we also have low-cost, reliable energy. We've got one of the best education systems anywhere, great transportation, and we, I believe, need to continually look at ways that we can improve our marketing of the wonderful assets of this region. And I'll give my colleagues an opportunity to make it.
I want to thank Terry for hosting us. Delightful discussion. I particularly think it would be a useful activity for us to jointly market, particularly some marketing efforts towards attracting investment from overseas, particularly China, particularly with the assets and the connection that Iowa has with leadership and their interest in investing in hard assets in the Midwest. So delighted to be here. Beautiful fall day. I look forward to further discussion.
Well, as the vice chair of the Midwest Governors Association, I want to thank the chairman, Governor Branstad, for his outstanding leadership this year, for hosting this 50th anniversary conference, and for what's so far been a very, very insightful and informative morning, and I expect that will continue. As others have said, you know, we all want our states to move forward. We all want to find jobs for people who don't have them and better jobs for others. And, you know, the nature of states, and I speak as the former Commissioner of Economic Development for Minnesota, is competitive for those jobs, for those new business opportunities. So the notion of all of us working cooperatively together to benefit all of us is a concept that I think needs to be developed, and I think the MGA is ideally suited. And, again, I thank Governor Branstad for bringing us together for that purpose.
Okay, questions? Well, we're really focusing on things that we have in common. Like, for instance, we're able to produce low-cost, reliable energy. We're working on ways that we can transport that and be able to market that, but also ways that we can point out to business decision makers, if you want to locate a factory where you're going to have low-cost, reliable energy, which is, in some cases, more expensive than labor, this is a great place to do it. So what we're looking at is kind of those common things that we all have in common. Was also mentioned health. And, you know, we have Mayo Clinic in this region, which is a great, and the Cleveland Clinic, and many other wonderful research hospitals associated with our state universities. These are great assets. And, you know, we have a goal of being the healthiest state in the nation. I'm interested in challenging all the other states to compete with us for that, because if we can get people to take ownership of their own health, and if we can focus on the great health care opportunities that we have in this region, that also is another great asset in attracting business and jobs. So, there's always going to be competition. I think Governor Thompson said it pretty well, and he said, you know, we need to market the region, but then the company's going to decide, okay, what state am I going to locate in? What city am I going to locate in? And I've always said I want to get them interested in Iowa, and then I'm not going to tell them where to locate in Iowa, but I'd certainly like them in Iowa. But at first, we got to get them interested in the Midwest as a region, and then each of us will do our best to try to sell our state and the communities within our state, and we'll work with local governments in doing that. Well, first and foremost, I think we need to recognize, and again, Governor Thompson pointed out, a lot of times people don't recognize the interdependence we have, not only on each other in our region, but even on the rest of the world. And the jobs that are being created in the marketing, that we have companies here that are investing, say, in China and Brazil, but that's also creating jobs right here in Iowa and other Midwestern states. So I think we need to look at it kind of from that perspective. And the other thing, I think, recognizing it is a worldwide situation, one of the concerns I've got is how do we stack up vis-a-vis Canada? When I was governor before, I got all kinds of Canadian companies to come to Iowa. But now Canada has reduced their tax burden. Canada is now much more attractive than America in many instances, their corporate income tax and other aspects. So, you know, we have to look at the whole picture in terms of doing this. We want to make the Midwest the most attractive region, and we want to do everything we can to tell the world about it.
I would just add, you know, this coming from a retail family, competition's, it's good for retailers, it's good for politicians, and it's good for the states. You know, we're all aware of what other states are doing and offering, and we're able to emulate what's successful. And I think what Governor Brownback said in the conference earlier is really telling. We need to look as a region, what have other regions of the country done, especially those that have been most successful, and not only emulate that, but then go beyond it so that we can be number one of the regions in the country. And again, I think that's healthy competition.
And to me, I think we've got it. We've got to do it on the data. You got to look, where have we gotten beaten? Why did we get beat? And then let's fix it. And you go at it. If it's taxes, if it's a lack of competitiveness on this or that area, I think you go out there and you win it. But nobody's going to give it to us. And I think we can do this. And I think we really just need to analyze that in depth. That's what we're doing in our state. And then push it really as a region, because this region is really positioned well to grow substantially. That we are very well positioned, but we've got to be competitive to be able to do that.
Well, Washington, D.C. has been dysfunctional for way too long. We need leadership. We need the national government to do what the states have done, and that is make the tough decisions, balance the budget, and that means tough decisions, and not everybody's going to be happy, but we've done it. The federal government hasn't. They have the ability to print money, and 40 cents of every dollar they're spending is borrowed money. This can't last much longer, and so it's really going to take leadership, and sometimes when you exert leadership, not everybody's going to be happy. But frankly, we just can't afford to kick the can down the road as the nation has done for far too long. I again point to when I was governor before, the Canadian dollar was worth 65 cents of the American dollar. Their financial institutions weren't as strong as ours. They had more debt than we have. Today, Canada's got its financial house pretty much in order. Their dollar is worth about as much or maybe more than ours. Their financial institutions are healthier, and they're creating five times as many new jobs per capita as America is. So looking at the competition, what's worked for Canada? And they just reduced their corporate tax to 15%. America has, now that Japan's reducing its corporate tax, we're left with the highest corporate tax in the country, and there's a penalty for bringing profits back from overseas. Doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Well, certainly Washington has gone downhill since Governor Branstad and Governor Brownback and I left Washington. No doubt about that.
I was there.
I know. I said, spoken like a true governor there. I think we've been through this before, and I hope the Farm Bill is an exception. I hope that gets done right away because it's essential for Iowa farmers, Minnesota farmers, and everyone else. But beyond that, I think you have to look post the November election and come back for a rump session, and that's when it'll get done. And they're going to have some tough decisions because there's not an easy way out of the hole that we've dug for ourselves as a nation, but I think they'll do what they can to ameliorate the impact of the end of the fiscal of the calendar year and avoid as much as possible this cliff. But you know, it's tough. I mean, everybody's for balancing the budget in the abstract, but there are ways to do it, or to raise taxes or cut spending or both until economic growth picks up, and that's going to be tough.
I think, you know, really it's all the options are bad in Washington right now. You're looking at a fiscal house that's completely out of kelter, $15 trillion in debt, and that's the small end of it, $50 trillion plus in unfunded obligations in the entitlement programs. So people are looking at, you know, you're looking at a substantial change that has to happen. And as Governor Branstad said, something that can't go on forever won't. And so there comes a day of reckoning. It's just, I think people haven't been willing to do it before the election cycle, but hopefully afterwards you'll see some progress. We really have to get this fiscal situation in order federally. The states are forced to because of a lack of being able to print money, and you can't borrow or deficit spend in most states. I wish we had more of that fiscal discipline forced in Washington. I'm pleased that they're stepping up to start to deal with some of it. I wish we had some bipartisanship on dealing with the fiscal problems, but I think both parties decided, look, it's just unlikely to happen in a presidential election year, and so each went to their corner. But now you're going to have a lame duck session that'll be a massive one under anybody's definition. Under any time, and you know, you really hope that several of the issues can be resolved. Or I think more likely what will take place is they'll pass something for 6 months to give the new Congress and administration, whoever is elected, more time. And so you probably just do a 6 month extension of everything. It gives people time to reset and think about it.
Great. Thank you, Governor.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yep.